Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan together. We find ourselves at the bottom of 2B. We're going to finish our first daf today. So that's daf bet amud bet, about 15 lines up from the bottom, second word on the line. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Okay, what we've been discussing is a particular dispute. Oh, I stopped in the wrong place yesterday, but okay, that's fine. We've been discussing a particular dispute about Rabbah and Rav Yosef, that in a situation where one is weeding, that is pulling out undesirable plants so that good plants can grow, or mashke mayim lezraim, is putting water onto things that are growing, that this is forbidden on Shabbat. The question is, why is it forbidden? Is it forbidden because of it is a tolda of the malacha of plowing, of harisha, because it softens the earth and makes it better to grow things in? Or is it forbidden because it is a tolda of the malacha of zriya, of planting, because you are promoting plant growth? So we've been discussing that back and forth. And at the end of our previous discussion, and I stopped a little earlier than I should have, we had the opinion of Rabbi Akiva related to kilayim, which are for plants that are not allowed to be grafted together, that's forbidden mixtures. We had the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that even promoting the growth of kilayim, that is, you didn't plant the forbidden mixtures, you just helped them grow, is also forbidden according to the Torah and incurs lashes. So my time with Rabbi Akiva, what is the reason of Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, as we learned in a Braita, based on this pasuk in Vayikra chapter 19, Sadcha lo tizra kilayim. The forbidden section related to forbidden mixtures. So here it says, first it says regarding animals, it says, Behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim, do not mix your animals in a forbidden way. Sadcha lo tizra kilayim, your field do not plant kilayim. And then it says, ubeged kilayim shatneis, and then you may not wear shatneis. So all these are found in the same verse. But the language is a little strange. It should say something like, lo tizra kilayim besadecha. Instead, the word sadcha comes first. So because of that unusual formulation, Rabbi Akiva darshens it in an unusual way. Ein li ela zoreya. Here it says in the pasuk, sadcha lo tizra kilayim, do not plant kilayim. So ein li ela zoreya, I only have from the verse the teaching of planting. Mekayim minayin, how do I know that promoting the growth, not planting it, but helping it grow, is also forbidden? Talmud Lomar comes to teach us, the Talmud teaches us, kilayim sadcha lo. It reads it in a very confusing way, in which, because it begins with sadcha, with your field, he reads it as in sadcha lo. Anything in your field cannot be done kilayim. In a way, he reads it by taking out the word tizra, as if tizra, the seeding, is just an example. It's just a one way of it. But because it says sadcha lo, you shall not have in your field, Rabbi Akiva understands that as anything that you do with kilayim is forbidden. How he exactly can read the verse that way by taking out this particular word is a little hard to understand, and you know it would be an interesting question of rabbinic methodology, but not for now. Okay, so now we go on to our next case in the Rabbah Rav Yosef argument, Tanan. We learn in a Mishnah, and this happens to be our Mishnah, which is probably why it's here in this section. Mashkin beit hashlachin b'moed u'bashvit. You may irrigate a field that needs irrigation in beit hashlachin on Chol HaMoed and on the sabbatical year. Bishlama moed, it makes sense that you could irrigate it during Chol HaMoed, mishum tirchahu, because the only problem with doing work on Chol HaMoed is that you're not supposed to do excessive effort. Ubimakum pseida, but in a case where you're going to suffer a loss, which is the point of a beit hashlachin, it needs to be irrigated, sharu rabbanan, the rabbis permitted it. So Chol HaMoed, no problem. Ela shvit, but for the sabbatical year, bein lamanda amar mishum zoreya, whether you say the issue is planting, zoreya, seeds, ubein lamanda amar mishum choresh, and whether it's whether the guy who says that it's about plowing, zriya v'charisha b'shvit mishare, who said that doing either one of these things is permitted during the sabbatical year? The rule of the Shemitah year is that you have to act as if you don't own your own land. So you're not allowed to do actions to grow actively crops or to fence in your crops so that other people can't take them. You can still allow things to grow and you can still eat things that grow, but you cannot have propriety over them. So you cannot plow and seed your land during the sabbatical year. That's exactly a violation of the sabbatical year. On Chol HaMoed, sure, you can do it because you're allowed to do it in a case where you don't, where you're going to suffer a loss. But that does not apply in the situation of Shemitah. So why would the Mishnah say that you can irrigate your field on the sabbatical year? It would seem like you cannot. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Bashvit Bazman Hazeh. We're talking about the sabbatical year nowadays, meaning in a time when there is no Beit HaMikdash and there's no Sanhedrin. In these times, since the sabbatical year is only kept midrabanan, then there are some leniencies about what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. That's how Abaye says. In other words, Abaye accepts the argument and says this is only referring to Shvi'it nowadays. In the time when there is a Beit HaMikdash, you would not be allowed to irrigate your field during the sabbatical year. This is an important and interesting halachic topic nowadays, because now in the state of Israel, Shemitah is observed every 7 years, and they do keep a Shemitah year, and the question of whether or not it is kept on a rabbinical level, which some Rishonim argue, or kept on a Torah level, will certainly make a difference in many of the details related to how Shemitah ought to be observed in the land of Israel today. We're not going to deal with any of that right now, but it is very important and interesting. So Abaye's proof comes from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. V'Rabbi hi, this is based on Rabbi. D'Tanya, as we learn in a Braita, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, V'zeh dvar ha-Shemitah shamot. So in the verse in Devarim that discusses Shemitah, and Shemitah is discussed both in Vayikra and in Devarim, but here in Devarim it says, V'zeh dvar ha-Shemitah, this is the matter of the Shemitah, and then it says, shamot kol bal mashe yado. So the word Shemitah appears twice, Shemitah and Shamot. So Rebbe interprets that as Bishtei Shemitot HaKatuv Medaber. The Torah is talking about two Shemitahs. Achat Shemitah Karka. One is the Shemitah of the ground. The Achat Shemitah Ksafim. And one is the Shemitah of money. Now, Shemitah Ksafim, we understand what he's talking about. On the Shemitah year, debts are forgiven. That's why Hillel had to create the Prose Bowl, so that there could be some kind of an escrow account so that people wouldn't be afraid to lend money to each other. But the basic idea is that every 7 years, all the debts got canceled. So that we know what he's talking about. Shemitat Karka, we're not sure we know what he's talking about. Is he talking about not planting the land, which is what we've been talking about, that you cannot do agricultural, you cannot plant the land for profit on the Shemitah year? Or is he talking about the Yovel? In the Yovel, all the land that was sold returned to its original owners. So what he might be arguing here is that Shemitah only applies when Yovel applies. When there's Yovel, there's Shemitah. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. Nowadays, in the modern state of Israel, we have Shemitah, but we don't have Yovel. So that's an interesting question. But certainly he seems to, the principle that we are making here, that he says, Bizman shata mishamet karka, in a time when you have Shemitah for the land, ata mishamet ksafim, then you have Shemitah for ksafim. Ubizman she'iata mishamet karka, in a time when you do not have Shemitah for the land, iata mishamet ksafim, then you do not have the Shemitah for ksafim, is creating a link between the different kinds of Shemitah. So his presumption is that there is a time, that is a post-Beit HaMikdash time, when there is no Shemitah, either of Karka or of Ksafim. And Abaye understands that to mean, already in the Talmudic era, which was, you know, after the temple was destroyed, that Shemitah was only Midrabanan. Since Shemitah was only Midrabanan, then there were certain leniencies that the rabbis allowed them to do, such as irrigating their field in a situation where it would cause loss. I guess that's what they were arguing that you could do. Or, as we'll see in a minute, that might be the reason, but I might be wrong about that, because maybe that only applies to Chol HaMoed. I think what the Gemara is going to say is that the rabbis were lenient. They said, as related to avot melacha, the primary kinds of labor on Shemitah, those things you still cannot do, even though it's only midrabanan. But regarding the toladot, the subcategories of labor, those things they were more lenient on, related to what you were allowed to do on Shemitah at a time when it is Darabanan. That takes us down to a line and a half from the bottom of the daf, and we'll stop there because we're going to continue that conversation, but at some length, beginning in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.